Robert Breese has been locked up since 1973 for the killing of 18-year-old Susan Rando of Manchester. Since then, the Massachusetts carpenter has always maintained his innocence. During the trial 42 years ago, the state argued Breese picked up Randall when she was hitchhiking late one night in Manchester, brutally beat her, and then dumped her body into the Merrimack River in Concord. Sally Hembree, Randall's sister, attended the hearing. She says at the time of her death, Randall just graduated from high school, and she was going to start classes at the Chamberlain School of Design in Boston that fall.
She had no life. She wasn't given a life. He took it from her.
But the defense argues the key part of the story, that Breese acted alone, does not stand. That is, after a blood sample found underneath the victim's fingernails was retested in 2012, finding DNA from at least two males. Attorney Ian Dumain told the court this undercuts the state's case entirely.
The evidence at trial, the state's narrative at trial, all supported that single assailant theory of the case.
But the state says this DNA could have come from a, quote, casual male contact, such as a man she might have bumped into at the pizza place she was at the night she disappeared. Or that due to the fact it's been four decades since the sample was collected, it could have been contaminated. Elizabeth Woodcock of the New Hampshire Attorney General's office argued that either way, this doesn't clear Breese.
What can be said about all of these tests at the end of the day is that Mr. Breese is not excluded.
The defense also claimed this evidence undoes a crucial part of the state's original case, Breese's jail cell confession to longtime criminal David Carita, saying he acted alone. Breese denied confessing at trial. His lawyers believe without that confession, a conviction would have been in question. And that's all the defense needs to prove to win a new trial. Buzz Scheer, a professor at UNH's School of Law, is part of Breese's legal team. He notes if Breese had confessed, he would likely have been released on parole years ago.
It's a profound matter of principle and his own sense of his personal integrity. He's not going to admit to something he didn't do.
Breese is currently being held in a Massachusetts prison where he can be closer to his family.
That means I love you in Polish.
That was Breese's wife, Carol, as her husband of 44 years was let out of the Merrimack County courtroom. She was joined by their children.
Justice needs to be done. He's a very loving individual, very caring individual. My husband was moving furniture, then he came home and set up the furniture. I mean, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with the girl that was killed.
But Sally Hembree says Breese killed her sister and deserves to remain in prison.
I sat through the entire trial over 40 years ago, every single day. I've been through all this ridiculousness that he's put the state through, the judicial system through. I'm really tired of him. I'm tired of him. He did it. I know he did it. He knows he did it.
The hearing is scheduled to continue today, but a decision is not expected until sometime this summer. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.